when I took over the committee 5 years ago, we started reading through the code, and there was a lot that did not make any sense. We did in the new code, when we passed that in 2012, we inserted or we modified the language to say that it was allowed, but more in the heavily trafficked areas of the city, in the city center, the entertainment districts, that you could hail cabs. But because we were using a form in the code where we deleted the language or modified the language, it actually was still inserted in another section. I had already been working on trying to delete out that conflicting language because it needs to be practical, it needs to be serviceable, and that's what we've been working on.
So why would it be illegal in the city to not be able to circulate, to not be able to hail taxis outside of specific areas?
From what I was told, the residents of the city did not want cabs cruising their neighborhoods. And then the cab industry did not want to be forced, if they were caught in a residential area, to have to pick somebody up because they were hailed from the sidewalk. They would prefer to be hailed in, again, more commercial districts, well-lit districts, as opposed to a dark road in the middle of the night in an questionable, unsafe area.
So what are the changes that you're looking to make regarding these sections of the transportation code?
Well, there's a bit of a debate. Certain people in the industry don't want the hailing of the cabs from doormen at the hotels and such, and I think that's nonsense. You also have to understand there's a section of the code that says you cannot refuse a passenger.
Right.
So you need to get a good feel of where those safety what are those safety levels, and are there areas where they don't want to be forced to have to comply with that, where they can choose safety as opposed to just picking up somebody on a whim, even on the side of the interstate, which sounds crazy, but you have to look at every single scenario when you're going into modifying this. I do think hailing cabs is the most practical. I think cruising is most practical, and I do think that in the end, if we can get a better clearer picture, not necessarily limiting to it, I think that those companies are going to start gravitating within those city center areas. I don't think we have to spell it out in the code.
I wonder for visitors, if the way the ordinance is written currently, there's the opportunity for confusion, because I think if I go to Chicago, if I go to Washington, I go to New York, I see a cab on the street, I should be able to flag them down. And if you're a visitor to Birmingham, you're kind of left to either remember a number or have to look up a number, or you have to know where those taxi stands are to pick up a taxi.
Being around visitors, I've seen people try to hail cabs, and I'm sure they're highly confused why they never stop. I think probably it needs to be more of an advertising campaign, because nobody's going to read the code to figure out whether or not they can actually hail a cab.